This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today's corporate news comes to us courtesy of the Tribune Company. No, it's not news of bankruptcy, from which Tribune emerged just 6 months ago. Nor is it news of Tribune selling off its flagship newspapers, the Chicago Tribune and the Los Angeles Times, about which there has been much speculation of late. No, today Tribune bought itself a whole bunch of television time, a $2.7 billion deal for all 19 stations owned by a company called Local TV. It would make Tribune the biggest commercial television station owner in the country. Now, why, might you wonder, invest in old media like local television? Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports there is a new media twist to this story.
The deal would give Tribune top stations in markets like Denver and Cleveland. TV is big business these days. Last month, Gannett made an offer for 20 local stations, and media giant Sinclair has been acquiring them as well. Rick Edmonds is a media analyst with the Poynter Institute.
The business has really done very well, especially in an election year like last year.
And stations have a more regular source of revenue now, says Edmonds.
So-called retransmission fees, and basically that's the cable companies paying the local stations for the right to carry them.
Retransmission fees are expected to bring in about $3 billion this year. Of course, TV is struggling with its role in the digital age and declining audiences, just like newspapers are. And to deal with that, bigger is better, says media analyst Ken Doctor.
The ability to offer national advertisers better packages helps them on the sales end.
Selling ads across TV stations and newspapers, it will also give Tribune more bargaining power to squeeze higher fees out of cable TV operators, says Doctor.
What it gives them is really scale. Scale buys time.
Time to figure out how to make money in the evolving media industry, where things change fast. Just a few years ago, TV stations weren't such hot properties. The stations the Tribune plans to buy were all sold off by the New York Times Company in 2006. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.